This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A plan to build a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints temple in northeast Colorado Springs can move forward. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
During Tuesday's Pack City Council meeting, neighbors of the proposed temple expressed concerns about the plan to illuminate the temple all night, every night. Monica Fuchs lives diagonally across from the site. She wants the lights dimmed after dark.
I really don't want to have to buy blackout curtains for my entire house.
The height of the building's steeple was another issue, but proponents of the project say both the height and the lighting meet current city code. City Council voted unanimously to approve the project without restrictions. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd broke with most of his party and voted to end President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Hurd says it was a tough vote, but he stands by it.
I've heard a lot from our farmers, agricultural producers, manufacturers of all sizes across the district that these tariffs are not good for Colorado's 3rd District. And the Constitution is clear, and it's in the best interest of my district. And for me, that made the vote the right vote, and I stand by it.
Trump has threatened primary challenges against Republicans who voted to end the tariffs, and he's likely to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. Colorado's other Republican representatives all voted to keep the tariffs in place. More than 100 high school students held a rally at the state capitol yesterday calling for tougher gun laws. The event was part of an annual State House Advocacy Day for Colorado members of Students Demand Action. This year, students urged lawmakers to pass a bill that would expand Colorado's existing ban on 3D-printed ghost guns and their parts. They were joined at the rally by two of the bill's Democratic sponsors. This is CPR News in KRCC.